Let us go to the Lord in a word of prayer. God, open our ears to the fact that your Spirit is present here and longs to send us a new word. May we be present here and receive a new word. Amen. Several Thanksgivings ago, Shelley and I took a trip out. We went to Snowmass, Colorado to go skiing. Shelley had not been skiing, and so I taught her how to ski, and she's still married to me. Someone said, "You must have been newly married because normally, people who are learning to ski are not so loving and kind toward their instructor." We survived, and she learned to ski, and we loved to ski. We appreciated the free public transportation that they have there in Aspen and Snowmass. The rides are just absolutely breathtaking. Mountains rising up. My brother, who lived in Arizona, said, "You have mountains in Virginia, but our mountains out here, well, they just are a little more majestic." And I said, "They are that, but we have trees on our mountains." Instead of just snow. And so, but absolutely gorgeous. The rushing stream down beside us along the roadway, the pastures, the valleys, the pines, the aspens, the every bend in the road was another breathtaking view. And we found ourselves sitting there gasping at each of the wonderful views that kept coming along, and tried not to make too much noise so that other people on the bus wouldn't think we were crazy. But the driver was quite the talker, and he said, "Once you come to Snowmass and Aspen and see it, you'll want to come live here. It's that beautiful." He said, "You'll fall in love with this place." He'd moved there many years ago, and he kept apologizing that there wasn't more snow. This was Thanksgiving. The season had just begun. I asked him, "Every day you see these marvelous sights, do you get used to this? I mean, you live here long enough. Do you ever stop noticing?" "No." You know what he said? "Never." You know, he said, "Sometimes what happens is I find myself with nobody on the bus," and he said, "I'll pull around one of these views and I'll just pull over and just look. Just stop. Wow. Beautiful." That man was awake to his situation. Surrounded by wonders every day for years, he still took time to stop and just be amazed and wonder at the beauty of it all. Doesn't strike me as coincidental this man also lives his life serving with people with kindness. Great hospitality. Incredibly friendly. He was as glad we were there as if we were his own family. Amazing, isn't it? And that's easy for him because, well, he lives in Aspen. Where do we get to live? Well, we have beautiful mountains. And we live in a galaxy called Milky Way, surrounded by 100 billion stars. And here on this little planet, surrounded by greenness, all those profusions of blossoms and fragrances and flavors and beautiful multitudes of animals and birds and lakes and streams and children. People in all shades and colors. And there's music here. And the arts. All the marvels of science. And an abundance of stories. And the truth of tears and laughter and kindness. And there's love all around. This is where we live. So I got to ask you, have you gotten used to it? Kind of just take it for granted? More to the root of it is that we exist at all. I mean, that anything exists. Have you ever thought about this? None of it had to be. I mean, long ago, none of it was. Long ago, nothing. Not a universe, not a single atom. What is all of it? Why? And wouldn't it make more sense that there would be infinite darkness? No consciousness? Nothing. Wouldn't it make more sense? Nothing. Yeah, here we are. All of us. So if we let ourselves, we will live not only in this wonder of our particular reality, but in astonishment at the mystery of it all. Just being itself. To have any sense of this is to live what I call an awestruck life. A life that pays attention to mystery. And that there's this mystery stirring within us. And once more, I think of the man who was driving us through Aspen. Do you get used to this? You live here long enough and not notice? No. I stop and look and I take it in and... Oh, do you? Do you stop and look? Take it all in? Do you? How can we not? I mean, I think this is where the deepest roots of faith abide, not in beliefs, but in wonder. We don't give it much of a chance, folks. We get too distracted, too sad, too angry, too trivial, too entertained, too much locked inside our own concepts, our own assumptions about things. Is it just me, or does it seem that far too many of us speak of our faith but seem to live in this trivial, negative world? Criticism. Unhappiness. Why? Maybe our people didn't teach us to appreciate wonder. Maybe we just haven't stood long enough in the mystery of prayer, in the presence of God. So here you go. This is what a life of wonder looks like. Are you ready? Don't take anything for granted. Live in the openness of what is and what might be. Be teachable. Available. New understandings come all the time. New questions that can come. The life of wonder accepts dignity in all things. And it's a life of appreciation and reverence and amazement for what is. How wonderful God is. How wonderful people are. How wonderful our life is. Now, I know it's true. Nobody can live constantly in that frame of mind. Everybody goes through sessions when they're your soul gets heavy, and there's just not enough room for feelings of wonder to break through. But understand that wonder is less a feeling. Hear me, folks. Wonder is less a feeling than it is a disposition. It's not just about reverence and gratefulness. It's about perspective on many things that matter, and particularly perspective on who we are and who others are. Which brings us to Psalm 8, a psalm of wonder. It opens with this line, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And from there, where does it go? Have you noticed? Believe it or not, the psalm goes directly to pictures of babies. The words are impossible to translate, but they mean something like this. Out of the mouths of babies and nursing children come the beautiful, powerful sounds of your strength, O God. Really? Enough to bring silence to enemies. You ever held a newborn baby in your arms? Anybody? Yeah? I hope if you haven't, you will. You know? If you have, then I think you've probably noticed a few things. Like how perfect their little fingers are. Have you noticed that? Perfect little fingers. Have you traced the curve of their ear? Isn't it amazing? And did you notice those little eyes looking back at you? And do you remember the sounds? Remember the sounds? Precious little sounds they make. Were you awestruck? And maybe you had the sense that you were holding something holy in your arms and that the mystery of God was filling the room. I did. How majestic is your name in all the earth, says the psalm, staring at a baby. And then the psalmist walks out of the nursery into the night and gazes upward into the sky. When I look at the heavens, the moon, the stars that your hands have made, the psalmist shifts from the babies to the stars in the sky. It makes sense to me. The smallest and most vulnerable of wonders to the vastness and the biggest wonders of all, the universe. It makes sense to me. Does it to you? Oh, Lord. And the truth is, the stars in the heavens have something to tell us about those babies and the baby's future and about you beneath this dazzling immensity of the heavens. The psalmist is thrown back into the whole mystery of being human. When I look at the moon and I look at the stars, what am I? What am I? That you, Lord, you are mindful of me. Why would you even care about me? What are we, this tiny two-legged mortals, and why would you care about us? And yet you've made us a little lower than God, and you've crowned us with glory and honor. My goodness. You see what's happened here? He looks up, and what happens is he's struck by how little he is. That's what happens when you look up into the vastness of this immense universe And then you look, what am I in all of this? And you're struck by the grandness of God. And that's what wonder will do for you, folks. That's what wonder will do. It awakens you one and the same time to your smallness and to your infinite significance, that you are loved by God who created all of this. Wonder comes alive to our pipsqueak littleness and then to our shining stature under the love of God. And if wonder like that has awakened us, then Abraham Heschel, who lived in this kind of radical amazement, he says, we live our lives in this radical amazement. We live our lives in this radical amazement. And then I think he would probably agree with Mary Oliver. She wrote the poem, When Death Comes. Let me share a part of it with you. When it's over, I want to say, all my life I was a bride married to amazement. When it's over, I want to say I was a bride married to amazement. And I was the groom taking the world into my arms. That last word's crucial, taking the world into my arms. The truth is that to live a life awakened to the mystery of all things is to take nothing for granted. It changes our sense of who we are. Changes how we act in the world, folks. If we're to live with a sense of mystery and sacredness everywhere, then wherever there is desecration, well, our hearts will break. Where the water's poisoned, the atmosphere is septic. That's God's glory being spat upon. When human beings are belittled, unkind words are said, that's God's child. The victims are the ones who've been crowned with glory and honor. And we don't see it that way, maybe, but we have to see it that way. The world is charged with the grandeur of God, and every human being is fashioned in the image of God, and every human being has value. Everyone. Don't take anybody for granted, folks. People you live with, people you love who are elsewhere, the people you go to school with or work with, the people who are homeless, the people you're sitting next to right now. Don't take anyone for granted. It's miraculous that we're here. And every moment you spend in the presence of another is a gift. It's a gift. Don't abuse it. Be thankful for it. Listen, in a world filled with wonders, one of the greatest wonders is this, that the mystery is asking something of us. That we can be astonished that the mystery wants gratitude as our answer toward all that is. We're led to this path and beyond it by Jesus, the great surprise of mercy. He knew babies, didn't he? Oh, and he knew the stars. He was known for holding the little ones in his arms. And he was known for holding whole nights out under the stars, praying. That sense of awe. Knowing deeply who we are, he found in us, his fellow mortals, wonders enough to crown us with new glory and honor. And so he called to us and he suffered for us and he gave his life for us to bring with him this eternal amazement. Abraham Heschel, looking back on his life, wrote this brief poem to God. I did not ask for success. I asked for wonder. And you gave it to me. What better gift to ask for? To be amazed at the child, at the stars, that we are here at all. If we do so, I think we'll live in new ways of grace and love, because we'll see the whole world as amazing, won't we? It's my honor and my privilege to close our service with a beautiful hymn. Reminds us of who God is, who we are. Also opens the door to opportunities. It may be that God is opening a new door for you. I'm always amazed by it. God speaking to us as we are here. What's God said to you? Is there a desire for a new life or a new place of service? What is it that God is saying? I stand at the front to welcome you, to pray with you, to be amazed at what God is going to do in your life and in mine. Let's stand and sing and respond as God leads. Please rise.